A venerable Western Massachusetts zoo, which has struggled financially, has hired a new director who vows to take the zoo in a new direction. Sarah Titzo, who has been in leadership roles with several local nonprofits but who has never managed a zoo before, was introduced Tuesday as the new executive director of the Zoo in Forest Park and Education Center in Springfield.
This is truly a valuable asset for our region, one we all need to support and protect.
To put the zoo on sound financial footing, Titzo plans to review the zoo's exhibits, expand its educational programming, increase promotion, and raise more money. A financial report for 2015 showed the zoo lost $15,000 that year. Titzo said the zoo finished 2016 with a deficit under $9,000 and said a final accounting for 2017 was not finished yet.
I feel like we're on the upswing at this point, and you know, once we have our 2017 numbers done, we'll really be able to see where we need to be in the next 3 to 5 years.
Titzo, whose previous experience includes stints with Greater Springfield Habitat for Humanity, the Springfield-based Boys and Girls Clubs, and the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts, went to work part-time at the zoo last fall as a director of development. Located on 4.5 acres inside Springfield's largest public park, the zoo is a private, nonprofit governed by the Forest Park Zoological Society, which is overseen by a 10-member volunteer board. The zoo pays the city $1 a year under the terms of a 25-year lease. The zoo's utility bills are paid by the city. An annual operating budget of about $650,000 pays for a staff of 5 full-time employees, 6 part-time workers, and for the care and feeding for 150 animals. Revenue comes from paid admissions, memberships in the Zoological Society, fees for education programs, rents for special events at the zoo, grants, and donations. Titzo said she plans to more aggressively pursue grant funding and seek to restore a line item for the zoo in the state budget that was cut a few years ago. New exhibits are likely as the zoo increases an emphasis on animal conservation.
We're working with sanctuaries and rescues all over the country to identify animals that would fit with who we are and what we are and that need permanent homes.
Attendance at the zoo last year was about 50,000 visitors. Titzo said she's lobbying to have the zoo included in the $1 million image campaign the city of Springfield is planning to launch later this year. She said videos about the zoo are being produced to broadcast on local access channels on cable TV systems in the region.
Sure, I don't think we've always done a great job ourselves of getting our names out there, and that's something that will certainly need to change.
At Tuesday's press conference, Nathan Bassinet, the president of the Zoological Society's board of directors, said he's optimistic about the future of the tiny zoo, which will observe its 125th anniversary next year.
And if we are able to provide the kind of experience that meets our mission, as well as the needs of our community, the sky's the limit.
The zoo in Forest Park truly has a storied history. The father of children's book author Theodore Dr. Seuss Geisel was the zoo's first curator. The Dr. Seuss book, If I Ran the Zoo, was based on the time he spent at the Forest Park Zoo with his father. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.